Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub, and this podcast is dedicated to understanding the whys and ways to transform the mundane into the magical, doable into enjoyable, successful and purposeful, all while becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, so if you're feeling like you're being ignored, you're unable to get your point across, or you don't seem to be heard or find yourself in front of the right people, then this podcast is for you. Okay, let's dive in. Number one, well, the very important foundation of being heard is actually listening to yourself. So hearing yourself. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you want to be able to convey an authentic message and get people's attention, get people interested in what you're creating and what you want to power forward with, then you do need to spend some vital moments inside, in your heart center, energizing, discovering, and truly understanding what that next step that you want to promote, that you want to put in front of your audience actually is. Now, I know this sounds very simple, but a lot of people don't realize that they can spend a large chunk of developing their message or developing their communication style through being in their head. Now, when we're in our head, we just have to watch, for me, that we're not spending too much time romancing logic and also trying to make everything safe and basically pampering to our limited self, our ego self, or to our conditioned and limited beliefs. So sometimes in our head, we can fall into the fear that people aren't going to listen. And so as a result, we want more logic, more control. We want to make it more and more palatable in an intellectual way. And of course, that disconnects us from our heart and from the origin fuel of inspiration, passion, enthusiasm, and everything that's going to get your audience to listen. So my number one is, please ask yourself what you truly want. Spend that time, clarify, enjoy, discover, because sometimes what we think we need or what we think we want actually isn't what we truly feel or what we're truly connected with within our heart center. Okay, so we've been listening to ourselves, we're clarifying and understanding what we truly want. What's my number two? Well, we are going to use 100% of our resources. You know me? Yep, I'm going there. Heart-mind alignment. So if you are going to be able to convey whatever you want to sell, whatever you're enthusiastic about, whatever you want support or investment for, then you are going to need that vital combination of balanced creativity, which is connected through your heart and mind alignment. So your heart is that beautiful intuition, infinite fuel of the universe that is in your heart portal that energizes your dream, energizes what you truly want. And then, of course, we've got the mind that is going to practicalize that in your daily life. So that's going to bring the strategies, the planning, the sense of how that is going to come into form and come into experience. So you need a combination of both, because a lot of people want to know not only you have a dream, but they also want to know how you're going to apply it or how you envisage that translating into your reality. So my number two is, if you want to get heard, make sure you are conveying your creative vision and how you're going to do it in the practical, using your heart-mind alignment and in a balanced way. So it's not all passion with not much practicality, and it's not all logic and practicality without the passion. We need both. Okay, number three. Well, sometimes when we want to communicate the really important stuff, all right, we get a bit nervous. Or there are times where we go, am I really right? Should I trust it? Gosh, this is a really big step. And so we can go into our heads because we are concerned. And that can be a place where we get involved in a few mind cul-de-sacs, all right, going around in circles perhaps. discrediting or allowing our inner critic to criticize what we want to say or how we want to say it. So the key for me is always to remember that if you do want to be heard, then self-doubt and an absence of self-belief and going around in circles in your head isn't going to help you. So the key is definitely to look at your heart-mind alignment and to check in with yourself honestly. No one else is listening, no one else commenting. Are you really in your heart, feeling it, wanting whatever you have to say to become a reality? And if you're not quite there, then spend the moments to align with that. Now, the reason is when people are in their heads and they're not particularly aligned from the heart, then they can get a bit aggressive or they can move into a space where they're not really aware of themselves or aware of what their audience wants, what the person they're talking to is messaging to them with their body language or the way that they're receiving that particular information or whatever the person wants to achieve. So we can, if we're in our head too much, get a little bit into perhaps proselytizing, you know, forcing our opinions on other people, get a bit judgmental. And all of those particular communication styles risk shutting down your audience. So we don't want to cause resistance, particularly when it's important messages that we want to convey. So if you want to be heard in front of what you would consider the right people or the important people to help you advance your career or what you're passionate about, then you need to have your heartfelt enthusiasm. You don't want to say, hey, I'm on a stage, so I'm the powerful one. You want to say, wow, I'm on that stage with a really golden opportunity to share and to help people, for example, learn, help them enrich their lives, help them feel like they've got more choice after they've listened to me, help them discover a unique and expansive alternative that will lighten their life and encourage them, and they'll feel uplifted after I've spoken. So my number three is, please don't engender resistance. Please, when you're communicating, you want to get heard, please be self-aware, all right? Don't criticize yourself to the nth degree, but equally, don't assume that those you're talking to are automatically interested in what you have to say. So respect your audience and respect choice always. And also, individuality, examples, exciting people's unique contribution and their unique state of being is always going to be empowering, because we don't want to hear about homogenized goop. We want to hear about the magic of the authentic truth and of communication that is inspiring and uplifting, and that comes from the heart, and that is unique, and you've got that because everyone has a unique communication style. Okay, number four. Right, well, if you are on a road where you want to get heard because you want to be invested in, yes, everyone who is an entrepreneur, everyone who has a small business or has been in business will know that going to the bank, asking for money, or going to investors and asking for money is a journey. It's not necessarily that you're going to bump into your million-dollar investor in the first meeting. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it does require alignment. And what sometimes people do is they go on such a big journey to get to the time where they're in front of the people that they believe can change their lives, that sadly they can get a little bit moany, complaining, or emotional about the big journey that they've been on. So my number four is, if you do want to influence your investors, please check in with yourself. If you're tired, if you have really made a huge amount of effort on your journey, don't go into a meeting where you're still in the frame of mind, oh God, all the effort I put in, it's just huge. You're not in a particularly balanced or in a upbeat or strong, unconditionally loving vibe with yourself and of course with others. Complaining, criticizing yourself, looking at how hard everything's been, all of this of course isn't going to be particularly inspiring. So if you are handling tough topics, then of course, don't complain, offer solutions. If you are in a space where you are in a very competitive industry and you want investment, then really work on the uniqueness and individuality, all the alternatives you're offering. And also, of course, how you are planning that practicality, that self-loving application, and make it easy for your audience to imagine the vision and to go on that journey with you, rather than go on the emotional baggage journey that you've been through to be able to get to that point. Okay, so number five. Well, a lot of people who want to talk about challenging topics can often get blocked inside or lock up because they feel either embarrassed or just that they don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Now, my number five is that if you put your heart into things, if you are sincere, if you are authentic, and if you care, then caring is also about being honest. And with communication, if you want to get heard in times of crisis or difficulty, then it is very important to be honest. Now, when I say honest, a lot of people confuse honesty with judgment, all right, with presenting in a very right and wrong type of conversation. And that's not what I mean. Honesty is simply being clear, simple, and non-judgmental about your position and what you can offer and how you can be of service. So if you want to be heard, often one of the best ways when you've got tough stuff to say is to deliver a very neutral, understanding, but clear position. And to, of course, leave the door open. You're not saying, oh, it's all your fault and that's why it's turned out like this. You're saying, it's turned out like this. How are we going to collaborate? How are we going to co-create moving forward in order to transform this circumstance? So honesty for me is about remaining open-hearted and open-minded when it can actually be quite challenging to achieve that, because our sense of fearful consciousness or our ego can often want to have control. And as I mentioned with, for example, public speaking or when we're addressing an audience, a lot of people think that they're in a position of power when in truth they're in a position of empowerment, and there's a big difference. So it's not because we're on the stage that we get to point the finger. It's because we're on the stage with a great opportunity to essentially teach and to leave a bit of light there and a bit of magic for other people to share in. So for my number five, if you're honest, you're leaving that magic, you're leaving the alternatives there. You're not saying to someone it's your fault and that's all we've got because it's your fault. You're saying to someone, okay, having arrived at this position, we may not appear to have many solutions, but actually I've had a little look and I believe we've got about three choices and ways that we can approach this. So my last one, number five, if you do find it hard to communicate the tough stuff, you're leaving your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you're telling your flatmates you don't want to live with them anymore, then it is about creating a honest solution, an authentic one. Doesn't go against your truth or who you are, but it's about how this can be, of course, a win-win, an inclusive solution, and something that will leave a very balanced taste in people's mouth rather than perhaps a bitter one. But you just got to remember, with honesty, you're not going to please all the people all the time. And also, if you are honest and clear, then you're going to feel much more empowered to be able to get your message across, because you're clear within yourself, with yourself, and with the people you're talking to. Okay, well, I hope that you've got something out of today and you're enjoying this content. And if you are, Please like and subscribe on your chosen podcast platform, or you can go direct to the source, to yourtransformationhub.com, and enjoy lots of different episodes. There's a vast amount of topics there, from astrology to ancient power centers, and lots of diverse ways to become the architect of your own life and have a lot of fun doing it. Thank you very much for joining me.